Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and before we dive in, let's ground together. Say it with me, whether aloud or in your heart, I know who I play for. Because when you remember who you play for, you stop performing for the world and you start creating with Source. Today, we're stepping into a powerful truth. Money is not just numbers, it's a mirror. It reflects what we believe, what we fear, and what we're willing to receive. The outer world follows the inner world always. Let's anchor this in scripture. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Your outer life, including your relationship with money, is a direct reflection of your inner world. If you carry beliefs of lack, you will see lack. If you carry beliefs of overflow, you will see opportunities and wealth reveal themselves. When I crossed my first six figures in business, I thought I'd finally made it. I remember looking at my numbers and thinking, this is it. This is the freedom I've been chasing. But do you know what happened? The stress didn't go away. The bills seemed bigger. The team I hired needed me for everything. And instead of freeing me, I felt more trapped. I had more money coming in, yes, but I also had more going out. Because deep down, I still believed I had to hold it together. I was still carrying those old beliefs that I couldn't rely on anyone else. That I had to be the giver, the fixer, the one who held it all. There was one particular month that stands out. I had my biggest revenue month up until that point. I should have been celebrating, but instead, I sat there late at night, staring at my bank account and crying. Because after the expenses, after paying everyone, after doing it right, there was barely anything left for me. And in that moment, I realized something painful. I had just recreated the same pattern on a bigger stage. I had worked myself into the same survival cycle, only now with more zeros. And that's when it really hit me. Money was just mirroring back my inner world. It wasn't saving me. It was exposing me. It's like those stories you hear about lottery winners. They suddenly come into millions of dollars, but within a few years, they're broke again. And it's not because they didn't get enough money. It's because their inner beliefs, their habits, their blueprint never changed. The money only magnified what was already there. If they didn't know how to receive without fear, how to manage without self-sabotage, how to honor themselves without guilt or walls, they just repeated the same pattern, only this time with more at stake. And that's exactly what was happening to me. I had grown the numbers, but I hadn't grown the blueprint. I was still operating with the same survival code I learned when I was young. Give more than you receive, don't depend on anyone, and work yourself to the bone so no one can say you didn't earn it. And until I rewrote that code, until I rewrote my inner script, nothing outside of me could really shift. The Bible makes this truth clear over and over again. in Luke 16:10 through 11, it says, "Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much, and whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much." So, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? This isn't just about honesty in the sense of not stealing. It's about alignment. If your inner world is out of order, then when money shows up, it only magnifies that disorder. Just like those lottery winners, the blessing becomes a burden because the blueprint inside hasn't been transformed. And then in Romans 12:2, Paul reminds us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That's the work we're called to do, to renew, to rewrite, to reprogram the patterns inside of us so that when prosperity comes, we can hold it, steward it, and expand it. Money is not evil. Scripture does not say that. What it does say in 1 Timothy 6:10 is that the love of money is the root of all evil. Why? Because when we cling to money as the savior, as the source, we are mirroring lack and fear. But when we see money as a reflection of the source already within us, we step into overflow because our hearts, our actions, and our words are aligned with truth. So when money shows you chaos, fear, or lack, it's not punishing you. It's revealing what is still waiting to be renewed in your mind and spirit. The metaphysical teachers echo exactly what Scripture shows us. The outer world is a mirror to the inner world. Ralph Waldo Emerson, in his essay on compensation, wrote, "Every act rewards itself. In all of nature, nothing can be given. All things are sold. The price of a thing is the amount of life which is required to be exchanged for it, immediately or in the long run." What Emerson is saying is that you cannot cheat the law. Whatever is inside of you, your beliefs, your fears, your attitudes, life reflects it back to you in form, whether that form is relationships, health, or money. Florence Scovel Shinn taught the same principles in a very practical way. She said, "Man can only receive what he sees himself receiving." That means if your self-image is rooted in survival, you'll always survive but never thrive. If your inner world is programmed to expect lack, money will come and go like a tide that never rests. If your inner world is programmed to overflow, money will flow and multiply with ease. Think of it like a blueprint. If you build a house from a faulty design, it doesn't matter how much expensive material you buy. The house will always reflect the flaws of the blueprint. Money is the material, but your beliefs are the design. This is why those lottery winners end up broke. It's not about the money. It's about the mirror. The money revealed the unrenewed blueprint. The same is true for us. When we earn more, when we close bigger deals, when we build businesses, money is showing us exactly where our inner world is still not aligned with prosperity. And here's the good news. Once you see the mirror, you can change the reflection. The practice is to notice what money is showing you without judgment, to neutralize the old pattern, and to deliberately install a new one. That is the real work of prosperity. Take a quiet moment with your journal and really look into the mirror that money is holding up to you. Write freely, no censoring, no judging. Just observe and allow what comes up. So number one, money as a reflection. What is my current money situation reflecting about my beliefs? Does it mirror fear, survival, and over-responsibility? Or does it mirror trust, flow, and abundance? Number two, patterns that follow me. When money increases, what patterns always seem to return? Examples are overspending, overgiving, guilt, hiding, not saving, refusing to invest in yourself. How do these patterns echo what I saw or absorbed growing up? Number three, the lottery winner question. If I suddenly received $1 million tomorrow, what would change? And what would stay exactly the same? Would I still secretly believe I had to carry it all alone? Would I still feel guilty for receiving? Would I still avoid looking at the numbers? Number four, the blueprint shift. What new pattern, belief, or truth do I want money to mirror back to me instead? How can I begin practicing that truth in thought, in word, and in action? Here's the invitation. Don't just write about what money has shown you in the past. Write a new mirror into being, because when the blueprint shifts, the reflection cannot help but shift too. So now take a deep breath and out. Speak these affirmations aloud, slowly, and with presence. Let them settle into your body as truth. Money reflects my wholeness, not my wounds. I am worthy of abundance without struggle. I allow money to mirror love, trust, and overflow. I rewrite the patterns of lack and choose the blueprint of prosperity. As I shift within, the outer world cannot help but respond. Now close your eyes. Now I want you to take three deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Again, in and out. One more time, in and out. Now imagine yourself standing in front of a tall, full-length mirror. But instead of your physical reflection, this mirror shows your financial reflection. The exact state of your money blueprint today. Maybe it looks cluttered, fearful, chaotic, or heavy. Don't judge, just notice. Now in your mind's eye, gently place your hands on the mirror. Say to yourself, this is what I created before, but today I choose differently. Watch as the old reflection begins to dissolve. Patterns of overgiving, guilt, or fear melting like smoke. And in their place, see a new reflection forming. A reflection of you calm, sovereign, and whole. Money's flowing in with ease. Overflow not just for bills, but for joy, generosity, and legacy. Breathe deeply into this new reflection. Let yourself feel what it's like to live from this place. Peace in your body, freedom in your choices, clarity in your path. Now whisper to the mirror. As within, so without. This is my truth now. When you're ready, open your eyes, carrying this new blueprint with you into your day. Take a deep breath with me, in and out. remember this. Money is not your master, it's your mirror. When you shift the outer must respond. So keep watching what your money is showing you, not with fear, but with curiosity and compassion. Each reflection is an invitation to grow. So until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay whole. Stay rich in love, truth, and prosperity. And remember, always, I know who I am. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthyoldrich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.